The 6-week plan. Get ready for the most exciting 6 weeks of your adult life. If you follow my program precisely for the next 6 weeks, your body will undergo a remarkable transformation and you will be witness to its miraculous self-healing ability. With no compromise for these first 6 weeks, you will unleash a biochemical and physiological makeover that will change you forever. You will be thrilled with how easily your weight drops and the subtle changes you experience in your physical and emotional well-being. Maybe even more meaningful than the weight loss, you will feel better than you have in years. Your nose won't feel so stuffed, your allergies can disappear, and your constipation will go away. Most people quickly find they are no longer aware that their digestive tract even exists, as they no longer experience stomach aches, cramping, and intestinal discomfort. You will no longer require headache remedies, pain pills, digestive aids, and other drugs that attempt to alleviate the suffering caused by unhealthy eating. I always like to compare the health of my patients after this initial 6-week intervention with how they felt when they first came in with their typical complaints of diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol and triglycerides. The results are remarkable when their weight, blood pressure, and blood tests are rechecked. I encourage people to do a scientific test. Do this very strictly for just 6 weeks and see how much weight you lose. Most get so excited with the results during the 6-week trial that they are motivated to keep going. Results encourage change, and results motivate. The stricter you are, the more quickly your taste will change. The 6-week plan includes none of those optional, low-nutrient foods described later in this chapter. Whether you have a serious medical condition or not, your body will undergo an energizing and healing transformation. It will overcome food addictions and get the physiological house cleaning it has been yearning for. It will be hard initially, but the immediate results will help keep you focused. I know many of you have not succeeded with diets in the past or have been disappointed with your rate of progress. Such will not be the case here. Your life is too important. Your ideal weight is within reach. Give this diet a true test and do as I recommend. See how much weight you lose, how far down you can get your lipids, cholesterol and triglycerides, and how many symptoms such as headache, gastritis, indigestion, and nasal congestion disappear. Once you see the incredible results, you will be so pleased that you will feel comfortable with only occasional deviation from this ideal diet. Eat to live for the first time in your life and give yourself this life-changing opportunity. The 6-week plan gives your body time to adjust to this new way of eating. At the beginning, the weight comes off quickly, but as you approach your target weight, your weight loss will slow down. Your taste buds will change. They will actually become more sensitive to the subtle flavors in natural foods, and 6 weeks is sufficient time for any symptoms arising from the new diet to subside. Results beget results. After you have lost about 25 pounds, you will feel like exercising more and be thrilled to see even more spectacular results when you go to the gym and sculpt the body you have always dreamed of. It is not unusual for my patients to lose 1 pound per day over the first 10 to 14 days on this plan, sometimes more. One patient, George, who came to me with high blood pressure, lost 8 pounds in the first 3 days. Much of that was probably water weight from cutting out all the salt in his diet. Nevertheless, his blood pressure came down and he continued to lose weight over the next few months at a rate of about 10 pounds per month. He had a little turkey on Thanksgiving and made a few other minor deviations from the plan, but he found the diet easy. He used some of my recipes and recommended products and soon lost the full 100 pounds he needed to take off. Raw vegetables, including salad. These foods are to be eaten in unlimited quantities, but think big. Since they have a negative caloric effect, the more you eat, the more you lose. Raw foods also have a faster transit time through the digestive tract and result in a lower glucose response and encourage more weight loss than their cooked counterparts. The object is to eat as many raw vegetables as possible with a goal of 1 pound, 16 ounces, daily. Meeting this 1 pound goal is not that hard to do. A small head of romaine lettuce is 6 to 8 ounces, and a medium tomato or bell pepper weighs about 4 to 6 ounces. Include raw vegetables such as snow peas, red bell peppers, carrots, raw peas, tomatoes, cucumbers, and sprouts. The entire pound is less than 100 calories of food, and when you chew very well and spread this out between meals, you may find it easy to consume this amount each day. Cooked vegetables. Eat as many steamed or cooked green vegetables as you can. Cooked non-green, nutrient-dense vegetables such as eggplant, mushrooms, peppers, onions, tomatoes, carrots, and cauliflower are unlimited as well. My saying, "The more you eat, the more weight you will lose," also applies here. Again, the goal is 1 pound per day. If you can't eat this much, don't force yourself, but the idea is to completely rethink what your idea of a portion is. Make it huge. One of the keys to your success is to eat a decent portion of food. So when you eat these greens, try to eat a much larger portion than you might have in the past. A serving of 1.5 cups of cooked kale weighs 7 ounces. 2 cups of cooked broccoli or Brussels sprouts weighs 11 ounces, and 2 cups of cauliflower weighs 9 ounces. Go for variety in your cooked vegetables by using string beans, broccoli, artichokes, asparagus, zucchini, kale, collards, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, okra, Swiss chard, turnip greens, escarole, beet greens, spinach, dandelion greens, broccoli rabe, cauliflower, peppers, mushrooms, onions, and tomatoes. Remember that eating 1 pound of green vegetables and 1 pound of raw vegetables a day is an average goal to shoot for. But you should eat only the amount of food that is comfortable for you. Some people may do better with more or less. Beans or legumes. Beans or legumes are among the world's most perfect foods. They stabilize blood sugar, blunt the desire for sweets, and prevent mid-afternoon cravings. Even a small portion can help you feel full, but in the 6-week plan, I encourage you to eat at least 1 full cup daily. Beans contain both insoluble and soluble fiber and are very high in resistant starch. While the benefits of fiber are well known, resistant starch is proving to be another highly desirable dietary component. Although it is technically a starch, it acts more like a fiber during digestion. Typically, starches found in carbohydrate-rich foods are broken down into glucose during digestion, and the body uses that glucose as energy. Much like fiber, resistant starch resists digestion and passes through the small intestine without being digested. Because of this, some researchers classify resistant starch as a third type of fiber. Beans are the best food source of resistant starch. Overall, the starch in beans is about evenly divided between slowly digested starch and resistant starch, although the amount of resistant starch can vary depending on the type of bean and the preparation method. This means that a significant amount of the carbohydrate calories listed for the beans is not absorbed. Resistant starch offers many additional unique health benefits. It aids weight loss and digestive health, helps prevent constipation, helps to maintain lower blood sugar levels, reduces the risk of developing diabetes and heart disease, and reduces the risk of colon cancer. Legume or bean intake is an important variable in the promotion of long life. An important longitudinal study showed that a higher legume intake is the most protective dietary factor affecting survival among the elderly, regardless of their ethnicity. The study found that legumes were associated with long-lived people in various food cultures, including the Japanese, soy, tofu, natto, the Swedes, brown beans, peas, and Mediterranean peoples, lentils, chickpeas, white beans. Beans and greens are the foods most closely linked in the scientific literature with protection against cancer, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and dementia. Consider beans your preferred high-carbohydrate food. They can be flavored and spiced in interesting ways, and you can eat an unlimited quantity of them. Eat some beans with every lunch. Among your choices are chickpeas, black-eyed peas, black beans, cow peas, split peas, lima beans, pinto beans, lentils, red kidney beans, soybeans, cannellini beans, pigeon peas, and white beans. Fresh fruit. Eat at least 4 fresh fruits per day, but no fruit juice. Shred or cut up apples and oranges and add them to your salad for flavor. They will help you feel full. Clementines are a nice addition to a green salad. Pineapple is good with vegetables and can be cooked with tomatoes and vegetables for a Hawaiian-flavored vegetable dish. On the 6-week plan, no fruit juice is permitted, except for small quantities for salad dressings and cooking. Juicing fruits allows you to quickly consume 3 times the calories without the fiber to regulate absorption. The nutrient per calorie ratio is much higher for the whole food. Frozen fruit is permissible, but avoid canned fruit because it is not as nutritious. If you need to use canned fruit as a condiment, mandarin, oranges, pineapple, make sure it is unsweetened. Dried fruits should be used only in very small amounts for sweetening. Exotic fruits are interesting to try and will add variety and interest to your diet. Some of my personal favorites are blood oranges, persimmons, and cherimoyas. Eat a variety of fruits. Try to include many of the following: apples, apricots, bananas, blackberries, blueberries, clementines, grapes, kiwi fruit, kumquats, mangoes, melons, nectarines, oranges, papayas, peaches, pears, persimmons, pineapples, plums, raspberries, starfruit, strawberries, and tangerines. Eat to live. The 6-week plan. Unlimited. Eat as much as you want of all raw vegetables. Goal, 1 pound daily. Cooked green and non-green nutrient-rich vegetables. Goal, 1 pound daily. Non-green nutrient-rich vegetables are eggplant, mushrooms, peppers, onions, tomatoes, carrots, cauliflower, beans, legumes, bean sprouts, and tofu. Goal, 1 cup daily. Fresh fruits, at least 4 daily. Limited, under the Eat to Live 6-week plan. Cooked starchy vegetables or whole grains, butternut and acorn squash, corn, white potatoes, rice, sweet potatoes, bread, cereal, not more than 1 serving or 1 cup per day. Raw nuts and seeds, 1 ounce max per day. Avocado, 2 ounces max per day. Dried fruit, 2 tablespoons max per day. Ground flax seeds, 1 tablespoon max per day. Off limits. Dairy products, animal products, between meal snacks, fruit juice, and oils. Starchy vegetables and whole grains. These 2 food categories are grouped together because either can be the culprit for those who have difficulty losing weight. While wholesome, high-carbohydrate foods are a valuable addition to a disease prevention diet, they are more calorically dense than the non-starchy vegetables. Therefore, cooked high-starch vegetables and whole grains should be limited to 1 serving daily on the 6-week plan. Diabetics, those who want to lose weight more rapidly, and those who have difficulty losing weight no matter what they do, may want to restrict these foods altogether, at least until they have arrived at their target weight. Eating lots of greens makes it difficult to overconsume high-starch vegetables. You just won't have room for that much. Examples of starchy vegetables include corn, sweet potatoes, white potatoes, butternut squash, acorn squash, winter squash, chestnuts, parsnips, rutabagas, turnips, water chestnuts, yams, and pumpkins. Grains include barley, buckwheat or kasha, millet, oats, quinoa, brown rice, and wild rice. On some days, you may choose to have a cup of oatmeal or other whole grain at breakfast. On other days, save your serving of starch for dinner. One final note, soaking whole grains such as brown rice, buckwheat, and quinoa for a day before cooking them increases their nutritional value. Certain phytonutrients and vitamins are activated as the grain starts to germinate. These include powerful chemopreventive phenols that inhibit the growth of abnormal cells. A 24-hour soak induces the early stage of germination, but you will not see the sprouts. Soaking a day ahead also shortens cooking time. Nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds contain 150 to 200 calories per ounce. Eating a small amount, 1 ounce or less, each day, however, adds valuable nutrients and healthy, unprocessed fats. Nuts and seeds are ideal in salad dressings, particularly when blended with fruits and spices or vegetable juice, tomato, celery, carrot. Always eat nuts and seeds raw because the roasting process alters their beneficial fats. Commercially packaged nuts and seeds are often cooked in hydrogenated oils, adding trans fats and sodium to your diet, so these are absolutely off the list. If you find that you are tired of eating nuts and seeds raw, try lightly toasting them at home. This process does not deplete their beneficial properties and adds some variety for pleasure. Among the raw nuts and seeds you can add to your diet are almonds, cashews, walnuts, black walnuts, pecans, filberts, hickory nuts, macadamias, pignoles, pistachios, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, chia seeds, and flax seeds. Spices, herbs, and condiments. Use all spices and herbs, except for salt. When using condiments, a little mustard is okay, but pickled foods contain too much salt and should be avoided. If you love to use ketchup or tomato sauce, you may find a lower-calorie, unsweetened ketchup at the health food store and a tomato sauce made with no oil. Better yet, make your own tomato sauce with onion and garlic, but no oil or salt. 10 easy tips for living with a 6-week plan. Tip 1. Remember, the salad is the main dish. Eat it first at lunch and dinner. You have the tendency to eat more of whatever you eat first because you are the hungriest. Raw foods have high transit times. They fill you up and encourage weight loss. You can't overeat on them. Successful long-term weight control and health, as you know by now, are linked to your consumption of raw greens. They are the most healthful food in the world. Many of my patients with obesity or diabetes eat lettuce with every meal, including breakfast. They might have iceberg lettuce with their fruit breakfast, a mixed baby green salad at lunch, and a romaine-based salad at dinner. You can eat more than a pound if you like, but don't fret if you are too full and can't eat the whole pound. It is merely a goal. Just relax and enjoy eating. Tip 2. Eat as much fruit as you want, but at least 4 fresh fruits daily. Eat as many fruits as you would like with your meals. 4 fruits are about 250 calories, but here it is okay to splurge, even during the 6-week plan, particularly if you have a sweet tooth. Finish lunch or dinner with watermelon, a whole cantaloupe, or a box of blueberries or strawberries. The best dessert is fresh fruit or blended frozen fruit. Eating lots of fresh fruit is satisfying and filling and helps win you over to the eat-to-live way. Number 3. Variety is the spice of life, particularly when it comes to greens. Variety is not merely the spice of life, it makes a valuable contribution to your health. The nice thing is that you never have to be concerned about overeating raw vegetables, salads, or cooked greens. There are a variety of foods that you can use to make vegetable salads, including the following: lettuce, including romaine, bibb, Boston, red leaf, green ice, iceberg, arugula, radicchio, endive, frisée, watercress, celery, spinach, cucumbers, tomatoes, mushrooms, broccoli, cauliflower, peppers, onions, radishes, kohlrabi, snow peas, carrots, beets, cabbage, and all kinds of sprouts. Even more vegetables can be eaten cooked. They include broccoli, kale, string beans, artichokes, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, spinach, Swiss chard, cabbage, asparagus, okra, zucchini, collard, mustard, and turnip greens. These vegetables can be flavored in various ways. Greens are always great with mushrooms, onions, garlic, and stewed tomatoes. If you don't have time to cook, just defrost a box of frozen green vegetables. Throw a box of frozen artichoke hearts, asparagus, or peas on your salad. This is less than 150 calories of food. Cooked greens are very low in calories but give you the nutritional power of 10 pounds of other foods. Frozen greens, such as broccoli and peas, are nutritious and convenient. They are flash cooked and frozen soon after being picked and are just as nutritious as fresh. Number 4. Beware of the starchy vegetable. For the 6-week plan, limit cooked high starch grains and vegetables to 1 cup a day. 1 cup of high starch vegetable would be 1 corn on the cob, 1 small to medium sized baked potato, or 1 cup of brown rice or sweet potato. Fill up on the raw vegetables and cooked green vegetables first. However, most of your starch consumption should come from colorful starchy vegetables such as butternut or acorn squash, corn, turnips, parsnips, rutabagas, and sweet potatoes, rather than starchy grains. All whole grains should be considered high starch foods. If you do use bread, a thin whole wheat pita is a good choice for sandwiches because it is less bread and can hold healthful fillings, such as vegetables, eggplant, and bean spreads. When you eat grains, use whole grains, such as brown or wild rice, and use them in place of a cooked starchy vegetable at dinner. Refined starchy grains, such as bread, pasta, and white rice, and white potatoes should be even more restricted than the vegetable-based starches, which are more nutrient-dense. Restricting the portion size of rice, potatoes, and other cooked starchy vegetables to 1 serving is not necessary for everybody to lose weight on the life plan, only for those whose metabolism makes it difficult to lose weight. Many can still achieve an ideal body weight by cutting out refined starches only, such as white bread and pasta, without having to limit starchy vegetables to merely 1 serving. Your diet should be adjusted to your metabolic needs and activity level. Tip 5. Eat beans or legumes every day. Beans are a dieter's best friend. On the 6-week plan, the goal is to eat an entire cup of beans daily. You may have more than 1 cup if you choose. Beans are a powerhouse of superior nutrition. They reduce cholesterol and blood sugar. They have a high nutrient per calorie profile and help prevent food cravings. They are digested slowly, which has a stabilizing effect on your blood sugar and a resultant high satiety index. Eggplant and beans, mushrooms and beans, greens and beans are all high nutrient, high fiber, low calorie main dishes. Throw a cup of beans on your salad for lunch. Eat bean soup. Scientific studies show a linear relationship between soup consumption and successful weight loss. As a weight loss strategy, eating soup helps by slowing your rate of intake and reducing your appetite by filling your stomach. Number 6. Eliminate animal and dairy products. For the 6-week plan, eliminate animal products completely, or, if you must include them, use only lean fish, flounder, sole, or tilapia, once or twice a week, and an egg omelet once a week. No dairy products are permitted in the 6-week plan. Tip 7. Have a tablespoon of ground flax seeds every day. This will give you those hard-to-find omega-3 fats that protect against diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. The body can manufacture EPA and DHA from these omega-3 fats for those of us who do not consume fish. An additional source of omega-3 fat might be a few walnuts or soybeans. Edamame, those green soybeans in the freezer section of most health food stores, taste great and are a rich source of omega-3 fat. I also recommend a nutritional supplement containing DHA, especially for those who are poor DHA converters, which can be determined via blood test. Vegetable-derived, from microalgae, DHA is a good choice. Tip 8. Consume nuts and seeds in limited amounts, not more than 1 ounce per day. Pecans, walnuts, sunflower seeds, and other nuts and seeds may be rich in calories and fat, but scientific studies consistently report that nuts and seeds offer disease protection against heart attack, stroke, and cancer, and also help lower cholesterol. they can be used in larger amounts once you reach your ideal weight. Raw nuts and seeds are ideal foods for kids, athletes, and those who want to gain weight. 1 ounce of nuts is about 200 calories and can fit into a cupped hand, so do not eat more than this one handful of nuts per day. They are best used in salads, salad dressings, and dips, because when eaten with greens, they greatly enhance the absorption of nutrients from the green vegetables. You should never snack on nuts and seeds. They should be part of a meal. Tip 9. Eat lots of mushrooms all the time. Mushrooms make a great chewy replacement for meat. Exploring their variety is a great way to add interesting flavors and textures to dishes. Store them in paper bags, not plastic, as too much moisture speeds spoilage. Try adding them to beans, seasoned with herbs and lemon juice. Even though they are a fungus and not a real vegetable, mushrooms contain a variety of powerful phytochemicals and have been linked to decreased risk of chronic diseases, especially cancer. Onions add fast flavor to foods. Dried onion powder can be quickly added to any salad dressing, soup, or vegetable dish. Red onions or scallions, sautéed in a little water or raw and sliced extra thin, make great flavor enhancers for salads and vegetable dishes. Leeks are in the onion family too. Using just the white part and the lower, lighter green part, slice and simmer them or roast them with other vegetables. Tip 10. Keep it simple. Use the basic skeleton plan below to devise menu plans so you will know what to eat when there is no time to decide. Simplify, simplify, simplify. Breakfast, fresh fruit. Lunch, salad, beans on top, and more fruit. Dinner, salad, and 2 cooked vegetables, 1 pound. Fruit dessert. You do not have to prepare fancy recipes all the time. If you're going to be out for a while, just grab some leftover vegetables, lettuce and tomato on whole grain bread or stuffed into a whole wheat pita pocket, and a few pieces of fruit. Wash and dry plenty of heads of romaine lettuce on the weekend or when you have the time. Quote, "The best prescription is knowledge," end quote. Dr. C. Everett Koop. The Life Plan. Losing weight will do you no good unless you keep it off. When you adopt a nutritarian diet style as a longevity plan, slimness will be a byproduct of your new commitment to excellent health. Once the 6-week plan is over, you will move on to the life plan, which offers more choices. This is a critical juncture. You have lost a great deal of weight. You don't want to revert to your previous unhealthy diet. You need to decide not only how to maintain the benefits you have achieved, but how to change your diet forever. Many of my patients have found a good balance by following the 90% rule. The 90% rule. For longevity and weight loss, the life plan diet should aim to be made up of at least 90% unrefined plant foods. My most successful patients treat processed foods and animal foods as condiments, constituting no more than 10% of their total caloric intake. The obvious corollary to the principle of consuming a large quantity of nutrient-dense foods is that you should consume smaller quantities of low-nutrient foods. Therefore, if you want to follow a nutritarian diet style to achieve dramatic health and longevity benefits, you must not have significant amounts of animal foods, dairy, or processed foods in your diet. If you desire these foods, use them occasionally or in very small amounts to flavor a vegetable dish. After the 6-week plan, if you want to add animal products back into your diet, then add a little white meat, chicken or turkey once a week, and beef even less frequently. In this manner, you can alternate one night with a small serving of animal product and the next night a vegetarian dinner. Use animal products primarily as condiments, to add flavor to soups, vegetables, beans, or tofu, not as the main dish. If after the first 6 weeks you choose to reintroduce dairy back into your diet, use fat-free dairy only, skim milk, non-fat yogurt. You can add an unsweetened fat-free yogurt or soy milk yogurt to your fruit breakfast, but do not eat fruit-flavored yogurt as it contains sugar. your total animal product consumption, beef, poultry, fish, dairy products, should be limited to 12 ounces or less per week. Keep a close eye on your weight with both these additions. How does this work out in terms of calorie consumption? The accepted wisdom is that the average woman should consume fewer than 1,600 calories daily, and a man fewer than 2,300 calories. To hold to the 90% rule, I recommend women not consume more than 150 calories per day of low-nutrient food, or about 1,000 calories weekly. Men should not consume more than 200 calories of low-nutrient food daily, or about 1,400 calories weekly. In real life, this means that if you choose to have a bagel for lunch, you use up your 150-calorie allotment of low-nutrient food for the day. If you put 1 tablespoon of olive oil or a few ounces of animal food on your salad for lunch, then you should have only plant foods for dinner, with no added oils, pasta, or bread. Using the 90% rule, you are allowed to eat almost any kind of food, even a small cookie or candy bar, but as long as all your other calories that day are from nutrient-dense vegetation. 100 calories of low-nutrient food equals 2.5 teaspoons of olive oil, 1/2 bagel, 1/2 cup of pasta, 1 small cookie, 2 ounces of broiled chicken or turkey breast, 3 ounces of fish, 1.5 ounces of red meat, 1 thin slice of cheese, 1 cup of 1% or skim milk. In general, the life plan dictates that you eat not more than 1 or 2 items of low-nutrient foods daily. Everything else must be unrefined plant foods. The number of calories consumed will vary from person to person. Those who exercise or who are naturally thin can eat more than those who exercise less and have a weight problem. Therefore, the number of calories permitted from these low-nutrient foods should decrease as your total caloric intake goes down. For those who have a lot of weight to lose, eat less than 100 calories per day of low-nutrient foods. Most people are addicted to the foods they grew up with. They feel deprived if their diet denies them the foods they love. With the life plan, these food loves will become condiments or rewards for special occasions. You will be surprised how much more you will enjoy a healthier diet once you become accustomed to a different way of preparing foods and eating. It will take time. There will be a period of adjustment. The USDA food guide pyramid that most people are familiar with is designed around the foods Americans choose to eat already. Its goal is to improve the poor eating habits of Americans, but it fails. The USDA pyramid does not encourage the consumption of nutrient-dense plant foods. Anyone following the USDA guidelines, eating 6 to 11 daily servings of refined grains, breads, cereals, pastas, and 3 to 5 servings of animal products and dairy, is certain to obtain insufficient antioxidants and phytochemicals, depriving himself or herself of the opportunity to maximize prevention against common diseases. However, I do not recommend a grain-based diet. Potatoes, rice, and even whole grains do not contain the phytochemical power of fruits and vegetables. As I showed earlier, a high intake of refined grains in the diet is linked to common cancers. A high intake of fruits has the opposite effect. Fruits protect powerfully against cancer. My food pyramid presents a nutritarian diet style emphasizing high-nutrient foods at the base of the pyramid. These nutrient-dense foods provide the majority of calories, while other foods contribute only a minimal amount. The Life Plan, Dr. Furman's Food Pyramid. At the very top, the smallest amount of the triangle, beef, sweets, cheese, and processed foods, rarely. Second, poultry, oil, eggs, fish, and fat-free dairy, less than 10% of calories. Next, seeds, nuts, and avocados, up to 40% of calories. Whole grains and potatoes, 20% or less of calories. Fruits, 10 to 40% of calories. Beans and legumes, 10 to 40% of calories. And the base of this food pyramid, vegetables, one half raw and one half cooked, 30 to 60% of calories. Going for broke. Serious health conditions require serious intervention. Before coming to my office, most of my patients failed to achieve the results they sought. They experienced either a worsening of their heart condition or weight gain no matter what program they chose, even those who followed a vegetarian diet. In my care, these same patients are able to achieve impressive results for the first time because they do it 100%. For some, trying is definitely not good enough. It doesn't work. The 10% of optional calories of low-nutrient foods is just that, optional. You might find that you feel better and don't need to include even that much. If you want to lose weight more rapidly, if you have a particularly slow metabolic rate, diabetes, or cardiovascular disease, or if you are a health and longevity enthusiast, kiss even these 150 low-nutrient calories goodbye and make the 6-week plan your life plan. Considering what a struggle it is to make a 90% change, it is not much harder to do it all the way. I will now turn to the most commonly asked questions I hear in my office. What if I fall off the diet? Since the goal is to eat at least 90% of your diet from nutrient-dense plant foods, if you fall off the plan in one area, make up for it in another. If you accomplish the goal stated above, eating all the recommended amounts of green vegetables, beans, and fruits, you will have consumed fewer than 1,000 calories of nutrient-dense food with more than 40 grams of fiber. By consuming so many crucial nutrients and fiber, your body's drive to overeat is blunted. Do you see the difference between these recommendations and those of more traditional authorities who recommend eating less food to lose weight? With my program, you are encouraged to eat more food. Only by eating more of the right food can you successfully be healthy and well-nourished and feel satisfied. On this plan, you consume more than 10 times the phytochemicals and 10 times the fiber that most Americans consume. Keep in mind that it is the undiscovered nutrients in whole natural foods that offer the greatest protection against cancer. Is this a low-calorie diet? Yes. Excess calories don't just make you overweight, they shorten your life. This diet style enables people to feel satisfied with 1,000 to 2,000 calories per day, whereas before it took 1,600 to 3,000. The simple trick is to receive lots of nutrient bang for each caloric buck. Of course, those who are considerably active or involved with exercise or sports need more calories, but that's okay. They will have a bigger appetite and need more food to satisfy their hunger. They will get more protein and other nutrients needed for exercise by consuming more food, not a different diet. Some people can lose weight merely by switching their calories to a healthier plant-based cuisine while maintaining approximately the same caloric consumption. Chinese consume more calories than do Americans, yet are about 25% thinner than Americans. This is because the modern American diet receives about 37% of its calories from fat, with lots of sugar and refined carbohydrates. The combination of high fat and high sugar is a metabolic disaster that causes weight gain independent of the number of calories. Other people are not able to lose weight as easily. They need the entire package, the metabolic benefit of the natural plant foods, along with the satiety that results from both the greater bulk of my unlimited foods and the consequent nutrient fulfillment. These patients need even fewer calories. The good news is that they can be satisfied with fewer calories permanently. The Eat to Live plan has both these benefits, making it a powerful weight normalization plan as well as the healthiest possible diet. The menus, recipes, and strategies for eating explained in this book also make it possible to achieve the current dietary guidelines of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, for those desiring to lose weight. According to these guidelines, women should choose a diet with fewer than 1,200 calories a day, and men one with fewer than 1,600. A computer analysis of many different diets has shown that the Eat to Live plan is the only way to meet the National Institutes of Health guidelines for calories while at the same time supplying adequate nutrients and fiber content. Even the dietary menus for 1,200-calorie and 1,600-calorie diets published in the National Institutes of Health's Guide for Physicians do not meet the RDAs because the traditional American food choices are too low in nutrients. The NIH diets are too low in important nutrients such as chromium, vitamin K, folate, and magnesium, whereas the Eat to Live plans and suggested menus more than meet all RDAs within the NIH's caloric limits. How do I know how many calories I should eat? Don't worry about it. Try to follow my rules for a longevity diet and just watch the weight fall off. If you were never able to lose weight in the past, be happy with about 1 to 2 pounds per week. If you are not losing weight as fast as you'd like, write down what you eat and how much to see if you are really consuming a whole pound of raw vegetables a day and an entire pound of steamed green vegetables a day. If you are an overweight female following my guidelines and losing about 1 to 2 pounds per week, you are probably consuming about 1,100 to 1,400 calories a day. You can count calories if you want, but it is not necessary. You will feel sated and contented on fewer calories than you were eating before. My observations over the years have convinced me that eating healthfully makes you drop unwanted pounds efficiently, independent of caloric intake. It's as if the body wants to get rid of unhealthy tissue quickly. I've seen this happen time and time again. Eating the exact same diet, many patients drop weight quickly and easily and then automatically stop losing when they reach an ideal weight. Time and time again, I have seen individuals who are not overweight nonetheless lose weight after the switch. In a few months, however, they gravitated back to their former weight as their health improved. It is as if the body wanted to exchange unhealthy tissue for healthy tissue. What if my family does not want to eat this way? Nobody should be made to eat healthfully. Encourage your family to learn about what you're doing and read this book so that they can help support you. The key is for them to learn what you are doing out of love and respect for you, not because you are trying to force this way of eating down their throats. That will be their decision later. The best way to help other people is by setting an example. Lose the weight, get in great health, and wait for your friends and family to ask how you did it. Very few people object to the presence of healthy foods as long as you do not take away their comfort foods. You can always make healthful meals for yourself and some extra food for the rest of the family. Over time, it will get easier. Keep in mind that some people require more time to make changes. My patient Deborah Caruso faced this dilemma. Her teenage son and daughter told her they were definitely not going to eat this way. Deborah knew they could all afford to lose weight. There was so much junk food in the house that it was even tempting her. Yet Deborah lost more than 50 pounds that first year. Luckily, she had a loving and supportive husband who tried his best to help in any way he could. The first thing he did was buy an extra refrigerator that they kept in the garage. Deborah and her husband had a family meeting to enforce the rule that any unhealthy food would be kept in one cupboard and in the refrigerator in the garage. If the teenagers wanted something other than the food prepared by their mom, they could make it themselves and clean up after themselves. She agreed to cook their favorite main dishes, whatever they wanted, twice a week. Some off-limit foods, such as ice cream, cheese, and other rich desserts, would not be allowed in the house. They had to be consumed in another location. Deborah and her husband also took the teenagers to the health food store to purchase healthier snacks. It was important to give the children some say in what they ate. Finally, the entire family came to two of my lectures. After that, Deborah's children chose a healthy diet for themselves as well. It may not work out the same way for you, but the main point to bring home is compromise and patience. What if I don't go all the way? The nutrient formula, H equals N divided by C, allows you to approximate the relative disease-fighting power of your diet. If you are like most Americans whose diets are only 5 to 6% nutrient-dense foods, any step you take in the right direction will lessen the risks for your health. If you improve your diet now and begin consuming even 60% of your calories from nutrient-dense plant foods, That's 10 times as much vegetation as the average American consumes now. It is reasonable to expect a 60% decrease in your risk of cancer or heart attack. Falling off the plan for one meal should give you more incentive to continue the rest of the week without a setback. Jump right back so that you eat healthy for the rest of the week so as to make the one meal off the diet almost meaningless. In other words, follow the 90% rule. The 90% rule allows you some leeway for imperfection and special occasions or to have a treat once in a while. You can still retain the benefits and your healthy, slim body if you follow that less than perfect special occasion meal with 20 healthy meals. Focus on your actions. The results will follow. You have now received a considerable education in human nutrition by reading this book. In my experience, knowledge about this subject provides the most effective and powerful impetus for change. Superior health and optimal weight are no longer a matter of chance, but a matter of choice. Try not to focus too much on the weight. Focus on what you are doing. The weight will drop naturally as a result of eating intelligently, exercising, and adopting a healthy lifestyle. Neither you nor I am totally in control of the amount of weight that you lose or the speed at which you lose it. Your body will set the pace and gravitate toward the ideal weight when you eat healthfully. Don't worry if a few days go by without you losing weight. Your body will lose at the rate it chooses best. Weigh yourself as much or as little as you like, but most people find once weekly is sufficient to keep track of their results. Most people lose weight and then stop losing when they have reached their ideal weight. You are not the judge of your ideal weight. Your body is. As almost everyone is overweight, many people think they are too thin when they have reached their best weight. I have many patients who, after following my plan to reverse diabetes or heart disease, report, quote, "Everyone tells me I look too thin now," end quote. I then measure their periumbilical fat and check their percentage of body fat and usually show them that they are still not thin enough. Stay in control by setting a goal. Be realistic and flexible. Give your taste buds time to adjust to the new food choices. Changing your behavior is the key to success. Moderation, however, does not mean it's okay to poison ourselves, abuse our body, and then feel guilty. Moderation means recovering quickly when you have slipped up. Some of us need to plan cheats, once a week or twice a month. Keep to those planned times. A cheat every once in a while is okay if it is moderate and as long as you go right back to the program immediately and then don't do it again for at least 1 week. Many health authorities and diet advisors recommend only small changes. They are afraid that if the change is too radical, dieters will give the whole thing up and gain nothing. I strongly disagree. My work over the past 20 years has shown that those who have jumped in with full effort the first 6 weeks have been the individuals most likely to stick with a plan and achieve results month after month. Those who try to get into it gradually are the ones most likely to revert back to their former way of eating. Under the gradual approach, they yo-yo back and forth between their old bad behaviors and good ones. Change is hard. Why not do more and glean the results you have always been after quickly and permanently? The drug of choice for most Americans: food. Most overweight individuals are addicted to food. This means almost all Americans are food addicts. Addicted means that you feel ill or uncomfortable should you not continue your usual habits. Unlike tobacco and drug addiction, however, food addiction is socially acceptable. Most people thrust into an environment with unlimited supplies of calorie-rich, nutrient-poor food will become compulsive overeaters. That is, the craving for food and the preoccupation with eating and the resultant loss of control over food intake are the natural consequences of nutrient paucity. The resulting stress on our system can be toxic. Obviously, there are complicated emotional and psychological factors that make it more difficult for some to achieve success at overcoming food addiction. Additionally, some physical changes may initially discourage you. Stopping caffeine, reducing sodium, and dropping saturated fat from your diet while increasing fiber and nutrients may result in increased gas, headaches, fatigue, and other withdrawal symptoms. These symptoms are temporary and rarely last longer than 1 week. Eventually, the high volume of food and high nutrient content will help prevent long-term food cravings. The large quantity of food permitted and encouraged on this program makes you less stressed about overeating. Food cravings and addictive symptoms end for almost everyone because this diet satisfies a person's desire to eat more food. Halting stimulating behavior such as overeating unmasks the fatigue that was always there. The power reserve in a battery is proportional to its use. The less we use it, the more life it has, and the stronger it remains. Likewise, when there is continual stress on your body from stimulating foods and caffeine, it gives the false sensation that we have energy, when actually we are using up our nerve energy faster. This ages us. The fatigue is hidden by the stimulating, aging-inducing effects of sugar, caffeine, and toxic protein load. Now that you are eating in a health-supporting manner, you may be in better touch with the sleep your body needs, and sleep better as a result. Some cravings and food behaviors have emotional overtones from childhood or compensate for stress and emotional dysfunction. Some food-addicted people eat compulsively in spite of their awareness of the consequences. These people need a more intensive program than a book can provide. Similar to a 12-week drug rehabilitation program, an intensive food recovery program should include counseling. Food re-education can work even for the most difficult cases. You no longer have an excuse to fail. All you need is the commitment. This program is not for everybody, because added to the desire to lose weight must be the willingness to make a commitment to achieve wellness. Once that commitment is made, however, there need not be any failures. With proper support in this program, everyone can succeed. Go for it. Chapter 9. Sculpting Our Future in the Kitchen. Menu Plans and Recipes. Case Study. Anthony lost 160 pounds, lowered his blood pressure, and no longer experiences migraines. Quote, I am 6 feet 4 inches tall, and at 33 years old weighed 360 pounds. I was on medication for high blood pressure, experienced frequent migraines, had a 54-inch waist, and was having difficulty getting a 20-year life insurance policy. I was a longtime vegetarian who thought I ate well. I had been struggling with my weight since I was 13 years old. Through the years, I tried all sorts of diet and weight loss methods. Some things worked for a little while, but the weight never stayed off for very long. With the upcoming birth of my second son, I decided to get serious about becoming healthy once again. I had become very frustrated by all the weight loss information and diet plans available and was not sure what to do, but I knew I had to do something. To get started, I made a New Year's resolution to give up soda and sweets and set a goal to lose 50 pounds by the end of the year. A few months later, without having lost a single pound, I was frustrated once again. In another attempt to find some useful weight loss information, I came across Dr. Furman's book, Eat to Live. The information in the book made a lot of sense to me, and I began making changes in my diet immediately. I gradually added more and more vegetables to my lunch and dinner meals. By the time my son was born, 2 months after purchasing Eat to Live, I had lost 30 pounds. I continued making gradual changes in my diet for the next several months until I reached a point where about 90% of my diet was from foods such as vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, and seeds. By the end of that year, I had lost a total of 90 pounds, was off blood pressure medication, no longer experienced migraines, and had blown away my goal of losing 50 pounds for the year. I was feeling absolutely great. With all of my newfound energy, I decided that I wanted to start exercising, so I began running. I gradually increased the amount of running I was doing, continued eating right, and ran my first 5K marathon. At that point, I was hooked on living a healthy lifestyle that included eating right and exercising regularly. I continued following Dr. Furman's recommended style of eating and also continued increasing the amount of running I was doing. I ran the Philadelphia half marathon in 1 hour 48 minutes 21 seconds. This desire to exercise was amazing to me. I was never into sports or exercise, and the fact that it was so easy for me now was incredible. Even with this increase in exercise, I continued to lose almost exactly 8 pounds a month for about 18 months until my weight loss stopped just as suddenly as it began. At this point, I weighed 197 pounds, was able to get a life insurance policy, and was in the best shape of my life. Now, more than 18 months after my body weight leveled off, I still weigh right around 200 pounds, bringing my total weight loss to 160 pounds. I enjoy running regularly and participate in races of various distances throughout the year. I am proud to be a positive role model for my sons, Evan and Henry. Being able to keep up with them today and knowing that I will continue to be an active part of their lives for years to come makes me realize that becoming healthy is the most important thing I have done for myself and my family." End quote. I eat a quick and easy to prepare diet, and I eat simply. Most days I eat fruit and nuts for breakfast and something quick for lunch, such as a few fruits and a salad with a healthy serving of broccoli. Frozen is fine. Peas, frozen is fine, or beans on top and a light dressing. I eat healthfully with little work or effort. Likewise, I have tried to make these menus simple. However, you can modify them significantly and use your own ideas and recipes as long as you obey the guidelines outlined in the previous chapter. The foods or recipes can be switched around and eaten in different combinations or at different meals. 14 days of menu plans and delicious recipes follow. Keep in mind that in the real world, you would not necessarily make all these different dishes and recipes each week. Most of us make a soup or main dish and use the leftovers for lunch or even dinner the next day. Remember, you must rethink what you consider a normal portion. Your former side dishes, such as salads, soups, and vegetables, now become the main dishes, and so the portion sizes of these lower-calorie foods are much larger. It is almost impossible to eat too much food, only too much of the wrong food. Make your life simple. Enjoy food, but don't have your life revolve around a menu plan. This diet is delicious. It involves no sacrifice, only different choices. The first week of sample menus that follow is vegetarian and is designed for aggressive weight loss and for those who have had difficulty losing weight in the past. This kind of vegetarian diet is also appropriate for those looking to reverse heart disease or diabetes. You cannot expect to significantly reverse atherosclerosis, blockages in your arteries, diabetes, or high blood pressure unless you restore yourself to a normal weight. It is the combination of the healthy, nutrient-dense diet and the fat leaving your body that brings about predictable improvement in many health conditions. The second week of sample menus is slightly less aggressive. The menus include some animal products, less than 12 ounces per week, and a small amount of oil, no more than 1 teaspoon per day. A small amount of animal products can be added to any vegetable or bean dish for flavor if desired, as long as you keep it below 12 ounces per week. Use white meat, fish, eggs, or low-fat dairy. Avoid processed, cured, or barbecued meats and full-fat dairy. You can make the non-vegetarian menus stricter and more effective by excluding all oil and limiting the portion size of the whole grains or starchy vegetables. Remember, you can eat as much as you want of raw and cooked, non-starchy vegetables and fresh and unsweetened fruits. Try to include a serving of beans in your diet each day, as well as 1 ounce, about 1/4 cup, of raw nuts and seeds. Limit yourself to 1 serving per day of whole grains or starchy vegetables. Feel free to experiment. Substitute and add the healthy foods and seasonings that you enjoy. Since you are giving up lots of unhealthy foods, treat yourself to lots of delicious and exotic fruits. Try different fresh herbs and spices to season your food. They are salt-free and very high in antioxidants and phytonutrients. Weekly shopping list. Always keep a good assortment of healthy food in the house. A key to success is having the right kind of food available to prevent being tempted by the wrong kind of food. I suggest the following items. Vegetables to be eaten raw. Carrots, celery,